Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. Say, Mother, do you have this problem? Have you been racking your brain for a banquet-style dinner to serve the family? Well, you can stop right now, for we have the answer. It's Kroger quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet. A meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store, and it's the very best beef you can buy today. So get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Madeline Dodge revealed that she wanted Penny at her party only for one reason, to sing a song, Freddie Lang was furious. He left the party immediately and took Penny with him. Professor Rogers, obligated to Madeline, didn't know what to do. It is now early next morning, however, and Penny's doorbell rings.
Just a minute.
Good morning, Miss Gibbs. Or aren't you speaking to me?
Good morning, Professor Rogers.
May I come in for just a minute?
You know you can.
Oh, no, I don't. That's why I asked first.
Come in the living room and sit down.
Well, you don't have to invite me in if you don't want to.
I invited you in. Come on, sit down.
Well, thank you. I will.
I hope you had a good time at the party after Freddie and I left.
My good time ended when you left, Miss Gibbs.
Look, Professor, don't say silly things.
That happens to be the truth.
Professor Rogers, let's forget about so-called truth and everything else. I want to talk to you about Freddie.
What you have to say about Freddie can wait, Miss Gibbs, if you don't mind. I want to tell you how I feel about what happened at Madeline's party.
I'd rather forget that I went to the party, Professor.
You can, after I explain something to you.
It seems to me that you were explaining how you happened to be the guest of honor when Miss Dodge came in and started insulting me.
I know. That seems to have been her purpose in inviting you to the party, Miss Gibbs. But believe me, I didn't know anything about it until it actually happened.
I hope you didn't know anything about it. Is that what you've come here to tell me?
No. I want to explain why I didn't speak up in your defense last night.
It wasn't necessary for you to. I think Freddie did a pretty good job of it by himself.
Well, he certainly did. And I was proud of him, too. But I should have voiced my opinion in the matter, too. Well, Miss Gibbs, it just wasn't the time or the place.
Freddie thought it was.
Freddie wasn't in the position I was in. Unfortunately, I was the guest of honor. If I'd spoken up, I would have had to leave the party, too. And that wouldn't have been fair to Madeline.
Oh, yes, of course. You had to be fair to Madeline.
For the moment, Miss Gibbs. I had my say later, after the party was over and the guests had gone home.
Oh, you stayed to the bitter end.
For the very sole purpose of telling Madeline exactly what I thought of her.
What did you think of her?
I'd rather not repeat it, Miss Gibbs, if you don't mind. You see, I started where Freddie left off, and Freddie went rather far, don't you think?
I'm surprised that she took what Freddie said to her, as a matter of fact.
Well, she didn't take what I said to her. I assure you, I've seen the last of Madeline Dodge.
Look, Professor Rogers, don't bother assuring me. Really, it doesn't make any difference.
But it has to, Miss Gibbs. Remember what I told you last night at the party? I want to be a friend of yours. An important friend.
Are you sure about that?
I'm very sure.
Well, didn't you want to be friendly with Miss Dodge, too?
Well, of course I did. Up until last night. But after the way she treated you, Miss Gibbs, I can't possibly have anything to do with her.
Well, what's going to happen to the new laboratory you need for that experiment? She won't give the money to the university now, will she?
No, I don't imagine she will. But I don't feel that I did anything to deprive the university of her donation. She's the one who did the wrong thing, not I.
You sound very sincere, Professor Rogers.
I am sincere, Miss Gibbs. Madeline Dodge never meant as much to me as you do. And now she doesn't mean anything.
Well, what do you mean to her?
Oh, probably less than nothing now. I didn't try to spare her feelings when I told her what I thought of her. She'll probably try to have me discharged from the university now.
Well, she couldn't do that, could she?
I don't know, Miss Gibbs. But people with money think they can do anything, so she'll probably try.
Oh, Professor Rogers, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, don't you be sorry, Miss Gibbs. I'm the one who's sorry. I should have known Madeline had a motive in inviting you to the party. I should have realized it when I saw how insistent she was that you be there.
Well, I'm afraid that's my fault, too, Professor. I should have known that Madeline had a motive when she went to the trouble of sending a girl to watch Valerie while I went to the party.
Well, that should have made her intentions obvious. I'm sorry. If I'd been thinking, perhaps we could have avoided what happened.
Well, I guess we just weren't thinking, and we didn't avoid what happened. So let's forget about it and chalk it up to experience.
Well, then we're still going to be friends?
As best we can, Professor.
What do you mean, as best we can?
I mean that we'll be friendly as much as Madeline Dodge will allow. And that may not be very much, Professor Rogers. You know, she's not going to let you go. She's going to beg your forgiveness for what she did. And you are going to forgive her. Oh, I'm coming.
Hi, Gibbsy.
Well, Freddie, why did you ring the bell? Didn't I give you a key?
Yeah, you did, but like a dope, I forgot to take it with me. I put in that order at the grocery store for you, and I guess they'll send the stuff up in a few minutes.
Oh, thank you, Freddie. Oh, guess who was here a few minutes ago?
I don't know. Santa Claus?
No, still early for him. Huh. It was Professor Rogers.
The prof? You mean that guy had the nerve to come up here
he
after what...
He came to explain, Freddie.
Explain? Oh, no. Because if he came here just to explain, he'd still be here.
No, he really did, Freddie. He explained very well. And he had history with Madeline after the party was over.
What'd he wait that long for, huh? Why didn't he give it to her when she was giving it to you?
Well, he couldn't very well, Freddie. After all, he was a guest of honor.
Huh. Some honor at that party.
Freddie, I think the professor was on our side all the time.
Maybe. But don't be too sure of that. I think... Look, Gibbsy... You mind if I talk about me for a second?
Well, go ahead, Freddie.
I got a lot of apologizing to do. For running out on you and moving up to Madeline's that way and for all those stinking cracks that I made about you. And the bum things that I said to you. I'm sorry, Gibbsy.
Forget them, Freddie.
No, I can't forget about them. Of course, they worry me. I guess I sort of kicked you in the teeth more than a couple of times, didn't I?
Freddie, you were doing your best to hurt me from time to time, but you didn't. As a matter of fact, I think I understood why you were doing what you did and saying what you did.
You mean you savvied me?
Well, I know you pretty well.
And still going to put up with me then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I prefer you to 9/10 of the people I know. I just wish you wouldn't do so many things without thinking, that's all.
Yeah, that's one of my big troubles, ain't it? Wonder if anybody can ever teach me to think.
You can think when you want to, Freddie. Yep, it's just that sometimes you don't want to.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's your nature, I guess.
Fine nature.
Oh, you're improving.
Really getting to be a better guy, huh?
Yes, sir, a lot better.
You sure you mean that, Gibbsy?
Mm-hmm.
You mean that I'm getting to be the kind of a guy that you really want me to be?
You were last night at Miss Dodge's party. I was very proud of you.
Well, then why did you try to spot me from telling her off more than I did?
Oh, I guess that's just my nature.
Well, guess you got a funny nature too then, huh?
We all have something different about us, Freddie. None of us is perfect. None of us does exactly the right thing all the time.
Well, then I ain't the only guy in the world who's wrong then, huh?
You're not very wrong anymore, Freddie. Yes, sir, you did the right thing last night.
I must be getting lucky, too. Look, you and me... We're going to get along okay from now on, then, huh?
If you want to.
You bet I want to. I didn't want to move out of here on you, Gibbsy. Honest, I didn't. I did it just to be nasty to you, and... well, I guess it hurt me more than it did anybody else. I didn't like it up there at Madeline's, either. I felt about as welcome as a pile of old rags.
Well, you are welcome here, Freddy, if that's what you're worried about.
Sure it's okay, then?
I'm inviting you.
That's swell of you. And thanks a lot, Gibbsy. You're not only a beautiful dame, but you're a pretty terrific tomato.
Thank you.
Look, go on upstairs and get a suitcase and beat it back to Madeline's, get my stuff. The suitcase I have over there now, it isn't too big.
Well, look, take Pat's Gladstone. It's the Brahmin with the straps.
Okay. Thanks, I will.
All right. Oh, now who's at the door?
Hiya,
Pat! Pat! Oh, Pat! Good to see you.
Are you surprised?
Yes, I thought you were still in New York.
I had to come back here for a couple of days to attend some business matters and see you and the baby, of course. How is she?
Oh, she's wonderful, marvelous. Are you all right?
Tired, but in the pink.
Yeah, you look tired. You going to rest while you're here?
I think so. I don't expect to go chasing around for Suzanne in this part of the country.
Oh, let me take your coat.
No, I'll get it.
Pat.
Huh?
Any luck in finding Suzanne?
Not a bit. It's going to be a long, hard process finding her, I'm afraid.
I'm awfully sorry.
So am I. It's going to be as hard on you as it is on me. Maybe even harder.
What do you mean?
Oh, here, I'll just toss the coat on this chair. I mean, I'm going to stay in New York until I find Suzanne or go anywhere in the country I might find her.
And that will take a long time, will it?
Maybe a year, maybe 2 years. Maybe, well, you know what I mean.
You mean you won't be coming back until you do find her?
Uh-huh, that's the general idea. So you see where that leaves you and the family. Oh, I'll provide for Valerie. Someone will have to take care of her until she's old enough for me to handle.
Oh, Pat, you wouldn't trust her with me, would you?
Of course I would, but I think it's unfair to burden you with her. Who knows, you might have her on your hands for years.
Oh, I'd love it.
I know you would, but what about your own life, Penny? Having a child on your hands can make an awful change in it.
Oh, look, let's not worry about my life, Pat. Let's worry about Valerie's. Oh, Pat, I really want her if you'll let me have her. You don't know how much I want her.
Will Pat leave his baby daughter in Penny's care? And if he does, what effect will it have on Penny's life? Will the child bring her happiness? Or will there soon come a time when Valerie will ruin Penny's life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, here's something you ought to know about Kroger quality beef. It's the best beef that's available on today's market. Now, you can buy this beef with confidence that it will be deliciously tender and brimming with flavorful, rich juices. Get some, and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. Now your local announcer.